Drew asks, the highly regarded scholar David Bentley Hart's somewhat recent translation of the New Testament translates the Greek word ion or ionios to be the more temporal description of the age, rather than the traditional eternal. This seemingly impacts the well-established Christian doctrines of heaven and hell. Is the claim of life eternal through Jesus now seriously up for debate?
Well, first, David Bentley Hart is smarter than I am on just about everything, probably everything. So challenging any of his ideas is a fool's errand. He is a universalist, which just means he believes that ultimately God will include in his future kingdom everyone that has ever lived. God's salvation is universal. It's a lovely idea. He seems to believe that hell is a metaphor almost without a concrete reference. He likes to translate it as Hinnom's Vale in his published translation of the New Testament. That's the Valley of Hinnom, and it is a literal translation of the New Testament word Gehenna. The Valley of Hinnom was and is a place just south of Jerusalem where terrible evil was done in the ancient world and where the Old Testament promised God would one day bring his own judgment. By the time of Jesus, it has become a metaphor for the place of God's judgment. The question is whether Hart's translation is so literal it's actually misleading, since when Jesus referred to Gehenna, no one thought he was actually referring to that little valley south of the temple. They already heard it as a word about divine judgment. It's a bit like if I insisted on referring to the first meal of the day as breaking of the fast, simply because that's what breakfast actually meant in 1463, when the word first appeared in English. As for the Greek word ion, eternal or age, I'm really in two minds. It does mean the age, but for Jews, it referred not to this age, but to the age to come. In fact, that's how we find it on Jesus' lips. Say in Matthew 12, he speaks of this age and the age to come. The ion, or the age, was the Jewish way of referring to God's everlasting kingdom. It's the kingdom come. So I kind of like the age, like David Bentley Hart seems to translate it, so long as it's clear that we mean the enduring age to come. It is eternal life.